Welcome to Shomach Shom on the Daf. Shir sponsor Lui Nishmas Am Yaakov Shom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Kedushin Daf Vov. The Gemara in Amudah says, Kol she'ein ne yodea b'tiv gitin v'kedushin lo yeh lo esek imoin. Someone who doesn't know the halachas, doesn't know the nuances of gitin and kedushin, he should not be busy with them. And one very fundamental question that many of the Mefarshim deal with is, why does it say gitin before kedushin? Kol she'ein yodea b'tiv gitin v'kedushin, should have said kol she'ein yodea b'tiv kedushin v'gitin, kedushin, because before gitin, anybody doesn't know the halakas of kedushin and gitin should not deal with it. Why does it say b'tiv gitin v'kedushin? So this same Gemara is brought down l'kamon in Daf Yud Gimel, and there the Maharsha and the Chidush HaGadol explains. He says, you know why it says gitin before kedushin? It's also the same reason why Maseches Gitin is written before Maseches Kedushin, even though kedushin should be before gitin. Says the Maharsha, the reason is like this. Kedushin alone is not very hard. Kedushin, the halachas of kedushin alone, is something which most people know many of the halachas. To understand how to do sidu chupa v'kedushin, every rav of every shul knows how to do sidu chupa v'kedushin. It's something which most people are very familiar with. What people don't know is the halachas of gitin. That's very complicated. That's something that has many details. That's something that not many people know, the halachas. So what I'm telling you, that a person who doesn't know gitin should not deal with gitin, that's clear. But it says in the Gemara that a person should not deal with kedushin, it means do not deal with kedushin that come after the gitin. A person who's not familiar with what gitin is all about, so he's going to come, he's not going to know the halakha, he's not going to know if the get was done correctly, so then he won't know if the kedushin that comes after is a good kedushin, because if the get wasn't done right, so the kedushin cannot be done right. And vice versa, says the Maharsha, if the get was done right and he thinks it was not done right, so he may allow the woman to go back to her original husband, but she's already divorced, she got remarried, that may be an issue of machzeh gushasar. So that's what it means, kol she'ein yodea b'tiv gitin v'kedushin. Kol she'ein yodea b'tiv gitin, and the kedushin that comes after the gitin, lo yeh lo esek imoim. Says the Maharsha, that's the reason Maseches Gitin comes before Maseches Kedushin. Because the main emphasis of the halachas of kedushin is kedushin that come after a get. The kedushin that are very complicated, that depend on how the get was. The Ben Yoyada over there in Daf Yud Gimel says another mahalach is al derech hamusar. So what's the mahalach? Gitin is written before kedushin to tell you that in order for a person to do the right connections, to do the right Torah and mitzvahs, he has to first of all remove all the bad that he has in his body. A person cannot be a mador, a host, for Gdusha and Taharo, if he doesn't remove the tumor that he has by him. Says the Ben Yoyada, that's what it says, Sur Mira V'asetoyif. You first of all have to take out the bad, and then connect to the good. That's why it says, Kol She'ein Yodea B'tiv Gitin, Gitin, removing the bad, the Kiddushin, then comes the good. And he says you have to be very careful about it, because an Amaretz, Lo Amaretz Chassid, a person doesn't know Dinim, doesn't know Halachas, doesn't know what to do, he may get very confused what's good and what's bad. So to come and define the good, to find the bad, and to do first the bad, then the good, you need to be very careful and very knowledgeable. And this Yesoi that the Ben Yoda says is expanded and written in length in some of the Sifri Chassidus. And the one who wrote about it a lot is the Sefer Sidurur Shel Shabbos, one of the very Choshev Sfarim Chassidus written by Reb Chaim Mitchernovitz. And then he writes in length that if a person does not leave the Averis, does not leave the bad habits, he cannot connect to Kedusha. That's what it says, Rishoyim Meleim Charotos. Rishoyim, they always regret, but they never leave the bad. So you cannot connect to the good. It says, Mashlam Adav Adoyme, you're a sick person, they give him medicine, but he continues with his bad habits. The medicine will not help. Sur Mera V'Asei Toiv, you need to leave the bad in order for the Kedusha to be chal on a person. And he brings the name of the Rebbe, Rabbi Shaya Medinovitz, that said that that's the Pshat in our Gemara. Kol she'ein yodea b'tiv gitin v'kedushin, a person doesn't know that he first has to remove the bad and then be able to bring the Kedusha. Gitin, remove all the bad of the Adam and then bring the Kedusha in the mitzvahs. Lo yeh lo esek imoim, better not to do anything. Because to bring Kedusha into the Mokom Hara, that's the worst thing. Then he's poisel the Kedusha. And very similar writes at the Tiferes Shlomo of Radom's Kedparshas Vayishlach. He brings the name of the Arizal, that every mitzvah and tefillah and Torah and Ma'asim Tovim that person does if he did a chet and he didn't do tshuva, so all these koichas of tahara go into the sitra achra. They are poil bad things in the world. That's what the pasuk at Tehillim says. They tell the Rasha, don't do Torah mitzvahs. You're just using it for bad. And he says that's what it means. The Mishnah Nova says, tshuva u'maisim toivim bo'ilam hazeh. What is tshuva u'maisim toivim? Because all the maisim toivim need to have tshuva with it, or it's worthless. And then he concludes with our Gemara. Kol she'en yodea b'tiv gittiv kiddushin. If you don't know if to do first gittin, first remove the bad, and then do the kiddushin, then do the kedusha, learn lo esek imor, and don't do anything. It's like a rasha. Because the only way to be machil kedusha on hadam is sur mira v'aset toiv. That's the reason the gittin calls before kiddushin. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshav email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshav@gmail.com.